Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
The late, great James Brown, ladies and gentlemen, the godfather of soul, bringing us back. I always feel good when I get a chance to talk to small business owners about things that are important to them, especially when we have an opportunity to talk to prophets. And we have a prophet with us right now, folks. Bruce Piasecki is someone who's been studying the concept of sustainability for a long time. He's been predicting and helping his clients navigate their way through this world. And now Bruce, by the way, folks, Bruce's book is called Doing More with Less. It's brand new. AHCgroup.com is the website, right, Bruce?
That's right.
And is there,
standing for American Hazard Control Group.com.
And does the book have a website?
Yep, Doing More with Less book.com, where you could hear, thanks to Jim's lessons to me, podcasts and videos and stuff like that.
Yeah, so check that out. Bruce, use your prophetic skills to talk to small business owners about what they should expect to see coming down at them from their big business customers with regard to sustainability.
Yeah, I think there's about five or six things I could talk quickly and they'll check off in your head as things you know, but I want to put them together for you. And the key thing is, these are not really my thoughts. These are, too often we only listen to those we agree with, you know, and so what I use this every 6 month affiliate thing to do is to force my 15-person team to listen to things we haven't yet agreed with, you know, to the new insight. So I think that small business imperatives of the near future are not just going to be the ones we know about, like responding to cost pressure. Mm-hmm. There's a fair amount of supply chain pressure to reduce costs. But I think small business will be able to talk now about how, at a slightly higher cost, they're improving the reputation of the buyer, the larger firm.
Mm-hmm.
So reputational benefits will be part of it. I think they should also use the language of how they're
extending. Can I stop you for a second, Bruce?
Yeah.
When you say reputational benefit, that's what I call values. I think what you're saying is customers, their customers, those big business customers, are going to start demanding that the companies demonstrate their values.
Absolutely. And some of that might be you might be reducing fuel consumption.
Right.
You might have a device that lowers their disposal costs. You might have a place in the market because you give them a seat on the table to grow in a context of where they're anticipating future legislative constraints. I mean, all those are reputational benefits, or what you're calling the value you bring to a company.
Well, it's helping. It's value, but it's helping them demonstrate values. And what you're saying,
exactly.
If I understand what you're saying don't just always look for a way to cut costs or expect them to come at you with cost cuts, but offer them innovations and charge
for
those
innovations.
And what I'm
trying to say, Jim, it's what I love about the dialogue with you. This is about a higher set of facts than just cost. In order to increase your margin of comfort with a big buyer, you have to provide them these values that will allow them to operate in ways they can't. And another metaphor of this is a lot of my suppliers in my network are actually enhancing the giant's license to operate. If you have access to a giant pool of oil or you have access to some new kinds of shale gas, if you're a supplier that helps the producer reduce its time to market
mm-hmm.
in its permitting process, that's a license to operate.
Mm-hmm.
We also think that the small player has to learn how part of the game is now shareholder demands and stockholder demands on top of the big company. So say you're selling to Boeing. Find out what their shareholders are asking of them and see if you have an answer to that, right?
Right.
It's the same thing that small business innovators always did regarding regulatory mandates. You know, they're going to buy more from you if you answer a regulatory demand. But it's
mm-hmm.
now such a swift and severe world that the people peeking in at the top windows of the mansion are doing stock proxies that a small manufacturer could read about, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's not just cost reduction, it's reputational benefit, license to operate,
innovation,
shareholder and stockholder demands and regulatory mandates. You got to answer all of them.
Mm-hmm. And
that, there's nothing new there, Jim. It's just the kind of summary of how if you're going to be in the neighborhood of these giant mansions, you got to learn how to supply the mansion.
Mm-hmm. Well, right. Yeah, exactly. And I like what you said earlier about knowing what keeps them up at night, knowing what their pressures are and that sort of thing. But here's the other thing, Bruce, and this is something I'm going to be working on more and more, and I need your help with. They've got to turn around and look at some of the issues that we're up against as small businesses. We're always undercapitalized. We don't have as much access to capital as they do. And so we have a much lower margin for error than they do. So this has got to go both ways, Bruce, and it's not been going both ways as much as it should be. We'll talk about that more
totally
in the future.
Agree.
Doing More with Less is a book, folks. You got to check it out. It's very important. Thanks, Bruce, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Good luck, listeners.
Thank you. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.